Hey guys, it's Melissa with the Chicken Sitter Podcast, and this is episode number 109, Arrow's Story. Now, Arrow is my dog. He's a standard poodle. I say Arrow. His name is A-E-R-O. His name's actually supposed to be pronounced Arrow, but I say Arrow, and he's a cute little guy. We got Arrow as a sweet little puppy. Oh my gosh, and puppies are so cute no matter what kind of dog they are, but oh, he was just a beautiful, beautiful puppy. He was part of the Mario Brothers litter, which was pretty cool how they came up with that. His original name was Toad. If you've ever seen Mario Brothers, you know what I'm talking about. His siblings were Princess Peach, Mario, Luigi. You get my drift. There were three puppies left when we went to go pick ours out. And the girl had held Arrow and then handed me Arrow. And she gave my daughter, Princess Peach, and my son, Logan, Mario to hold. All very cute. Even though I wanted all the puppies, I didn't want to leave any behind. I felt bad picking. I wasn't sure how my older dog, I have a black lab mix named Cookie. I'm not sure how, you know, at the time, how she would do with another dog. So we just got one puppy. At the time, it was going to be, you know, enough work and just to make sure everything worked out okay. As we were holding the puppies, you know, like I said, I just felt it so hard to pick which one. I didn't know if I wanted a boy, a girl. And the woman said to us that Arrow, the one I was holding, well, Toad at the time, was the calmest of the three. And she said that, you know, he's very lovable and if you want a calm dog, you probably want a male to get along with your female. It'll probably work out better. And as she's saying all this, Arrow started to kiss my hand and just kept kissing my hand and kissing my hand. And I looked at my husband and I looked at the kids and I said, okay, he's the one. He's the one for us. So, and he was just such a darling. Oh, such a cutie. So I guess that was his way of saying, pick me, pick me. He slept all the way home. You know, puppies sleep quite a bit. And he was very comfortable. We had a nice little dog bed I put on my lap and strapped him in. And he slept all the way home on my lap in that. And right away, though, we knew, being a puppy, that he's going to get into things. So we had made his own little area for him. Baby-proofed it, puppy-proofed it. But right, you know, I had worked a lot then as well. And, you know, I'd stop in constantly. And when he was a real little puppy, I had people helping me out too. He wasn't left alone very long at all between family being home, my husband being home, and you know, other family coming. But we knew he was a toy chewer, just like puppies are. And him a little more so. I would tell the kids not to leave your stuff out. And, you know, I have the kids with my husband and I'd go to work. And sometimes I'd be only gone an hour and I'd come back, oh, he chewed a toy car. And I'm like, well, what's a toy car doing out? You know, I had everything put away before I left. Or he swallowed the sock. I took my socks off and put them in my shoes and left my shoes on the floor in the living room. And he swallowed the sock. And panic would set in, you know. Because if they swallow a sock or they swallow something, you don't know. Is it going to need to be surgically removed? Are they going to get deathly ill? Are they going to vomit it up? Thankfully, the few times that's happened, Arrow's vomited the sock right back up. I mean, within a few hours, thank God. We've been, knock on wood, lucky. Very, very lucky. And we just, you know, made sure that didn't happen again. But, you know, so just things like that do happen, especially when you have kids and you just be careful as you can and just, you know, hope for the best. So even to this day, though, Arrow, you know, he's about two. He's still like in puppy mode. He's not a super hyper dog, but he'll go, you know, and start chewing things if you leave him around. You have to be on your toes and make sure everything's up high. Keep, you know, the living room free of TV remotes. Socks, definitely socks, even if they're rolled together. Toy cars, toilet paper, pencils, pens. string, a piece of floss on the ground, anything. I mean, our toilet paper roll is up high in our bathroom off the kitchen, and I keep the door shut all the time because if that toilet paper roll, if someone puts it on the floor, if it rolls on the floor, or he can even jump up to get it, he'll take the roll, run off with it, and try eating the whole roll of toilet paper. A paper towel dropped to the floor, he'll try to swallow it whole. And a big thing is the trash. We have a hook and eye on it, a magnet, it locks with the magnet, everything, and we're so careful of not keeping the trash too full, never leave the house with the trash in the can, because he will find a way, he will find a way. And some dogs, you know, do that, especially the younger ones. So you can only be so careful, but, you know, he's still very much like a puppy, so he's still young, you know. I know my lab didn't really mellow out until she was about 4 or so. And she was even more into things and a lot more hyper than my poodle is, Arrow. A lot more. And she, you know, she's older now. She's about 8 and she's very mellow, you know, now. Totally different dog than she was when she was younger. But Arrow's a very good boy. And he's just like one of the kindest dogs you'll ever meet. He's such a kind dog. But like I said, he gets curious about different things around the house. I find if he, you know, he's still hungry, even though if you, you know, you fed him his breakfast, fed him his supper, if he's still hungry, he'll go for these things like socks or anything left about. So if you see him going to grab something, if something did, you know, somebody did leave something out, a shoe or anything, you know he's hungry. So, you know, that's your cue to feed him more. He gets his zoomies out at least twice a day. We have, thankfully, a nice yard for that. He runs with my dog, Cookie, and, you know, we play keep away. Me and the kids, one will stand on one side of the yard, I'll stand on the other, or a couple of the kids will do it, and we'll throw a toy back and forth, and Arrow, both dogs, will run back and forth, and get their energy out that way, too. Oh, and on the day that we took him home, we introduced him to our dog Cookie outside the house. And my dog Cookie, you know, started barking. She's a little bit of a barker. And she started sniffing Arrow, getting a little closer, and she fell in love. I was surprised how quickly they got along. My other dog, you know, Cookie was a little weirded out because he was so small. I don't think she had ever seen a puppy or a puppy, you know, that small before. But she learned to love him quickly, and you know, now, today, they're the best of friends. Arrow, he's such a good dog. So, I mean, and she's such a good dog. Arrow lets me pick him up like a baby still, and I do this probably every day. Every morning I pick him up, all 50 pounds of him, believe it or not. I didn't do it this morning because I hurt my back yesterday, but I usually pick him up every day. He lets me pick him right up, and he gives me a kiss right on the cheek. He's just, yeah, he's a love bug. And he's a cuddle bunny, too. He likes to lay on your lap when you sit on the couch. He doesn't mind if, like, the cat's already on your lap and, like, there's no other room, really. Or if my daughter's sitting with me and the cat, that happens a lot. And, you know, just on one part of the couch, like a recliner, and he'll just jump right up and sit right on your lap. Yep. And the cat will be like, row, row, you know, and the cat's like, you know, I need my space. I don't think you really realize that. But Arrow's like, no, I'm part of the family too. I'm going to sit with you guys. He's a shy dog, a little bit nervous with some people, more so men that come in that he doesn't know. He is very friendly, but he's kind of like skittish when it comes to stuff like that. He'll kind of go to the other side of the house and wait it out if he's unsure. Some people that are new that come in, male, female, he's fine with. But I find that sometimes it's more of a male that he hasn't seen before if they're coming to the house to give a quote on a job or something, or one of my husband's, clients have come by to drop off a check or something. He doesn't know you. He might be, you know, he might bark at you and kind of step back a lot, you know, and go to the other side of the house. He's a little bit scared, but he's definitely not a mean dog, and he gets a little nervous. So I'd say that the difference between Arrow and my lab mix Cookie Cookie will go up to anybody and she will kiss and love anybody that comes in the door. He will not. But Arrow loves his walks at the park. We go to the park over here. We go to quite a few parks, hiking trails. We take Cookie with us too. And he likes playing fetch with his carrot toy, his squeaky carrot toy. We got at Target a while back in our yard. You throw that back and forth and he just loves it. He'll run as fast as he possibly can. He runs like a horse, makes like loops around the yard with it in his mouth. He just loves that. And he loves the beach. Both dogs do. And I think all dogs do. But, you know, who doesn't? We all love the beach, either swimming at the beach or laying in the sun. We all like some portion of the beach. But, yeah, so that's my boy Arrow. And he's, you know, he's such a good boy. And his most favorite thing to do is to go to the groomer. He loves the groomer. He goes about every month or so, a little over a month. Maybe like, actually every month and a half. He goes like every 6 to 7 weeks. He loves it. He gets his bath and his nail trim, and he has to get, you know, because he's got the curly fur, which is very hard to brush. I bought every comb the groomers told me about, and I've read online, and it's just so hard. He'll let you do it, but it's so hard to get through his fur. So we have him trimmed really, really short. He doesn't have like the traditional poodle do with the puffy head and stuff like that. His tail was docked before we even got him. You know, he doesn't obviously have a puffy tail because of that. And his head's not all puffy. We don't leave it like that because it tends to get all knotted, you know. And he ends up chewing his paws and stuff if the fur is long. So we keep it, his fur clean and keep it short and get his nails trimmed. And he gets his bath. And he loves seeing the other dogs. He loves his groomers. He loves his bather there. And he just looks forward. We just say the word groomer. You go into the groomer and I'll be like, you're going to groomer in a week, and he just goes nuts. He loves it. It's like telling a kid they're going to Disney World. He just goes crazy. But yeah, so that's my boy. Just wanted to tell you about one of my dogs. Both my dogs are awesome. And yeah, you know, Arrow's just super special. And he's handsome too. But yeah, I mean, if you've seen a picture of him, you'd be like, yeah, he is handsome. But, yeah, anyway, so it looks like it's going to rain again today, and I didn't expect that. I guess I was off on the weather for the week because I usually look at that and plan my jobs that way. But I stopped in to do the podcast because I usually send it out on Tuesdays, and I got a little extra busy this week with overnights and everything. But, hey, I got it done. So thanks for listening, like always, and I hope you guys enjoy your day. Take care.